Graphic design for most Hanging Garden events is done by Todd Zimmer, online at toddzimmer.org. I'm Ellie Fine, the Hanging Garden's webmaster and photographer, and you can find me online at gabriellefine.com. Join us next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time on BFF.fm for another episode of the Hanging Garden Radio Show.
You are listening to Best Frequencies Forever.
I see. What do you think our alternatives are?
BFF.FM.
It's 2 p.m. Pacific time. This is BFF.FM. Take from the ones who love you. Leave with the ones who don't. Lie with the ones who like you. Lay with the ones who won't.
Mike.
right, we're in this. It's 2:05 p.m. San Francisco, California, broadcasting from the Mission. We're live on BFF.FM. You just heard a track from Always. The track was called Ones Who Love You. And I started off the show with that song because I saw these guys play. Let's see, it was Tuesday. So they only have one album. Yet they sold out their first show on Tuesday night at the Independent, and they had to add a second night on Monday. So the power of the freshman album, this band probably has my favorite kind of girl pop rock album of the past 5 years. I have it on vinyl, I have it on tape, I have it saved everywhere in all my devices. I always go back to Always. They are from Nova Scotia, and Chad Van Galen produced their album, and they recorded it on tape up in some cabin in Canada. But they were really tight. I saw them in Oxford, England a year ago, and they were markedly tighter, and I think Molly, the lead singer, had a lot more presence up there on stage. Amazing show. I mean, they only have 10 songs, so they played every song they have. They did do a cover, though. It was Krista McGill. I don't know what the song was. It was really good, though. I'm going to try to find it. Maybe I'll play it next week. That was Always. Check them out. Buy the album. Buy a shirt. Buy it all. Buy the whole suite of merch, if you dare. Next, we are going to have two songs from Chad Valley, the heavyset pipe man from Oxford. He's also from Oxford, which is where I saw Always. His new album, I'm a few weeks late on. Actually, I might even be a few months late. This came out on October the 9th. The album is called Entirely New Blue. Two tracks coming up from that are called Understand and La Bossa. This is Chad Valley on BFF.FM.
I don't wanna wait. Understand me when I stand up. I don't know, girl, what I'm gonna do. So I surrender you. Understand me when I go. Understand me when I follow. Told anybody else. I never told anybody else. Understand me, understand love. And I don't want this feeling to go. I never wanted anything else. Understand me when I go. Understand me when I follow. I never told anybody else. I never told anybody else. My mind is all but made up. Exactly what to do, and give me just this one moment. I promise I'll be good to you. You gave me time, but I want more. It's not the same when I'm on the floor. The second chance is just in sight. It's not too late. Thank you.
Hi, we're back. What'd you think? Chad Valley for the monumental pop album win. That was a couple tracks, Understand, True, La Bossa, and Moon Underwater. I ran into Chad in Shoreditch last year, walking around with a lovely lady. And I was with my friend Emily, who's here in San Francisco. I hope she's listening. I saw Chad at Birthdays in Dalston last year as well, up in Northeast London. But now he has come back with full redemption with this album called Entirely New Blue. A bit melancholy, but still nice and poppy. So we, in this block of music, are going to get into some Still Corners, A Sunny Day in Glasgow, Drop 19's The Moth and the Flame, Saint Seneca, Mother, and Airbird and Napoleon. It's a nice lineup. But we'll hit first with Still Corners' new track, It's Horses at Night. I saw her play at XOYO in England last year, and her opening track was still one of my most memorable moments of the year. It was, actually, I'll look it up right now, because I wouldn't dare tell you that I saw the best opener of the year and not tell you what it was. It was from her Strange Pleasures album, and the track was called, let's see, it had to have been The Trip from Strange Pleasures. But she just came out with Horses at Night on the 18th. Was that 2 days ago? So it's Still Corners. It's Horses at Night. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Sunny Day in Glasgow. Their album, I just was at Aquarius Records on, let's see, it was last Thursday, and I saw their new album come out, and I was like, why haven't I heard of this? Because it hit the shelves the day before that digitally it hit everywhere, so I didn't run into it yet. But I picked it up because I had to support Aquarius, because I got so many amazing album references from them just hanging on their wall there. It's on Valencia, so go to Aquarius, check out the wall. It is expertly curated by the owners. Great record shop. That was a track called Jewelry Duty, definitely my favorite from that new SDIG album. And up next, we're gonna keep on the same kind of gazy tone with a track from the 90s called Kick the Tragedy. This is Drop 19s.
first time I realized I could change the world, or at least change the way me and my sister hit the clock on every tick just to see what happened. The time has really flown by, I guess, and it's hard to think of the way it might have been or remember really specifically the words and all the rest of it. I was down, more than I'll ever be, probably. That has more to do with it altogether. Like the orange trees in the backyard, and it's Easter, and it just won't end. Fucking Phil, he's off on his board somewhere, and I'm just sitting here getting more and more lost with everything. That is the thing about it. It's not as if a cousin had promised something and taken it away. It was like nobody could share my so-called dreams, which really meant none of it was happening. And that reach around midnight left with just about that, nothing. There's not anything particular about it either, and I think that the whole thing gets vaguer every second. But I am too, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's even funny when I stop and realize I'm just 19. How serious can I even be anyway? Not very.
I feel like I need to just go silent for a minute to reset after that track from Drop 19. It's called Kick the Tragedy. I love that spoken word at like minute 7. It's a 9-minute track. 1993, I think. Gazy, fuzzy, Wally stuff at its best. I've never heard of them. But that was Kick the Tragedy. It's BFF.FM. It's 2:40 Pacific time, and we're 40 minutes into this block of music. We're going to change it up for a minute. We're going to play a track from Mother. This is a song called Touch that I heard on my old Kentucky blog on their blog radio track, and it goes a little something like this.
To me, I'm under you, such a little girl. Oh, mother, she comes 'cause she needs it.
You're listening to a track. It's called Touch. It's by Mother. That's M-O-T-H-X-R. I know nothing about this band, but the genius over at Mild Kentucky Blog played them on his blog radio last week. So I thought that the chorus had kind of a Italians Do It Better, Chromatics, Johnny Jewel type of feel. The verse is okay. I really like the chorus. So it's BFF.fm. That was Mother with Touch. So we are going to throw on a track from The Moth and the Flame now. These guys signed to Elektra, and they're playing in San Francisco on Sunday night. I will be there. It's actually a Jukely event, which is that app that you can subscribe to for unlimited concerts. So I don't know if you can get in unless you're on this Jukely service. But if you want to see them, on Saturday they're playing up in Sonoma with the Joy Formidable. So The Moth and the Flame, I saw them open for Imagine Dragons last year. I've become pretty good friends with these guys. The former guitarist, Spencer, now has his own band called Sego on Kitsune. And I actually saw him on the screen at Guitar Center last night when I was buying some new pedals. So he's a certified hottie up on the screen. And he was playing guitar for he produces a band called Swim with two M's as well. But Moth and the Flame will be here. They went viral like a couple months ago with a video that someone tried to post without giving them credit. So it was kind of a random way, but I think they got a lot of coverage and mileage out of it. But they sound amazing live. They're playing at Rickshaw on Sunday. This is a track called Live While I Breathe from The Moth and the Flame.
I'm chasing a ghost, a feeling that's haunted me for years. Every time I get close, it's gone. Am I living a lie? Or maybe I just expect too much. Maybe it's time I try for more. A feeling that I have never known. Standing up close, I see it's all. Tired of living a lie. Reflect on the details of my life. I see the demon in my eyes. We'll be right back.
That was Saint Seneca with Bad Ideas. I had to play this track from Hinds, I don't know how to spell it, H-I-N-D-S, for my friend Miguel, who's living in Madrid, Spain. These girls are from Madrid. It's called Chili Town.
Don't try to reach my mind, collecting my finger.
You're out of town, man. I am swimming in the dark,
'cause all your friends are sharks. Keep fighting for your truth, amazing feeling, just you chose the wrong time.
was Youth Lagoon. One after the other, baby. That's how we do it on BFF.FM. We give you hit after hit after hit after hit. That was Officer Telephone with Dropla. And I'm going to turn down the volume on this mic because I'm getting a little bit of feedback. And my needles are busting the edge. We don't want that. We want a nice and smooth transmission. So, we are going to transition over to some tracks that I unearthed on SoundCloud.com, the website for music. It's German. So the Germans have helped us out with free music, but now it's not free because there's ads, but still worth it. So we are going to play a few songs from Kraftspells, who I found out their drummer is the frontman of Ibu, which opened up for the Cayucas a month ago here in the city. And we're going to play John Hopkins, some tracks from his BBC Radio 1 residency. And we'll hear some more from Inverted Dance Floor. We'll hear from Shay McIlvray. We'll hear some 1987. And we'll finish things out for this session of Under the Atlantic with a track from Chad Valley and a track from Simply Red that I heard when I was listening to KRCL 90.9 in Salt Lake City, one of my favorite radio stations besides BFF.FM. So you're going to hear Kraftspells, Our Park by Night, followed by Introverted Dance Floor, and then we'll hear some of that John Hopkins residency mix as well. So, Captured Tracks, this is Our Park by Night. This is a 7-inch they put out. Light me up.
Thank you. Here we are.